The event is a motorcycle charity event. We raise money every year for the last 2 years now for Indigenous organizations that provide supports and resources to our communities, whether it be counseling, cultural training, any kinds of things like that that they need. And we have a special focus on children. I myself firmly believe that we cannot change the past, but we do have the opportunity to now shape the future for those that come behind us. So we want to be able to raise funds, and all the money that is raised gets donated to local Indigenous-run organizations to help out with their programming.
So this year, you guys have chosen a local charity, the Creating Hope Society of Alberta. Why did you choose them, and what do they do?
The Creating Hope Society, the reason why I chose them actually was they are a great organization, very supportive. They work within their communities. They offer several options of programming, whether it be for children, all the way up to things for the elders. So we wanted to make sure that they were still able to continue to provide the training and the options for their programming to the community and give them an opportunity to maybe increase more programming and things like that will help with their tools and resources.
How important is the Ride to Reconciliation?
I think it's actually very important. I mean, every time that you take action towards reconciliation, no matter what you think, how small it is or how big it is, it's still super important. And getting the awareness out there that these tragedies of the Indian residential schools did in fact happen, and we need to make sure that these people that were affected, whether they were victims themselves or the families of the victims, they are supported and they are cared for, and we will continue to help them as one community as they go forward in their journey with healing.
And the fee is $50, right?
Yes. Registration fee for the riders is $50, and it includes a full buffet breakfast, their first poker hand sheet, a patch, and a bunch of other little gifts and prizes from our sponsors.
What can someone expect at this year's event?
So we do have a vendor market that we have done last year as well, and this year it's actually grown quite a bit. So we have quite a few vendors that are involved. We have live music from local and award-winning Indigenous artists. We actually have 6 that will be taking the stage throughout the day, which is awesome. We have prizes. There's a silent auction. And we also have an art auction from a local Indigenous artist named Jessica Demoulin. She is donating a one-of-a-kind original piece of artwork, and it is absolutely beautiful. So that will also be available for auction.
And if anyone does want to find more information, how can they do so?
They can go to blackjacksroadhouse.com, go under the events tab and scroll down, and you will find a link to Ride to Reconciliation. And we also have a public Facebook page called Ride to Reconciliation, where we post updates, things that they can expect and whatnot.